from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Thank you very much. And we will do it right. Gonna do it right. Let me begin this evening by expressing my gratitude to the American people for your outpouring of love and support following the assassination attempt at my rally on Saturday. As you already know, the assassin's bullet came within a quarter of an inch of taking my life. So many people have asked me, what happened? Tell us what happened, please. And therefore, I will tell you exactly what happened. And you'll never hear it from me a second time because it's actually too painful to tell.
Part of Donald Trump's acceptance speech last night at the Republican National Convention. His speech went 92 minutes. 1 hour, 31 minutes, and 55 seconds. And joining us from KDK-TV, political analyst John Delano. John, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Larry. Good to be with you and all your listeners.
Leading up to when Donald Trump officially accepted the party nomination, it was quite a show. I mean, Hulk Hogan, you had Kid Rock, a number of speakers. I mean, it was a big production.
Yeah, it wasn't your traditional Republican Party, that's for sure. It was very much aimed at, I guess, a different audience. Hulk Hogan ripping off his shirts, and I mean, it was quite a display. But of course, obviously, the high point of the evening would have been former President Trump's address. 1 hour, 32 minutes. I don't know how many people actually lasted through the whole thing. And the most interesting part was the very beginning that you just played. I thought the speech was really good at that point, and then it got off on tangents. The president, the former president, has a hard time, you know, keeping to a teleprompter. And apparently the written speech was about half the length of the actual delivered speech because he would keep going off on these riffs that we're very used to when we hear him at rallies, but might not have, but really were a bit surprising at a convention speech.
Well, he talked about unity, and I thought that really would resonate with a lot of people. But to your point, then after that, it seemed to go back to the same old, including still rolling with the stolen election theme, where he mentioned yeah. The Democrats used COVID to somehow subverse the election.
And attacking, quote, crazy Nancy Pelosi. I mean, he was back to his old rhetoric that people don't, that some people don't like. I mean, I'm sure it plays to his base, but if this was a speech that was designed to attract Democrats and independents and others, I don't think it succeeded. But this is just one speech. We've got months to go in a campaign, and we're going to see a lot of him in Pennsylvania. We're going to see a lot of J.D. Vance, the Ohio senator, apparently. Everybody is signaling that he's going to, quote, camp out in Pennsylvania. And obviously this is a very up-in-the-air state, and one in which both parties are going to contest. I don't think in the end that a convention speech makes or breaks a candidate. I've never felt that. I thought Donald Trump, if he had kept to the same tone that he began with, I thought it would have been a very successful, and for him, an unusual speech. But it just became one of our normal Trump rally speeches, and we're all used to that, or at least some of us are.
John, Paul Rasmussen here. Let's talk about the substance of the speech in terms of immigration and involvement in foreign conflicts is specific.
Yeah, well, mass deportation. They actually had signs that they held up in the audience, mass deportation. And, of course, the Democrats have jumped on that because that essentially would split up families that are in America if you deport some. And, you know, some will have been born here, so they can't be deported. Others may be here illegally and would be subject to process. But all of this is subject to judicial process. So the question of whether or not Donald Trump can really engage in a mass deportation of millions of people, that sort of boggles the mind. We'll see if that happens, but that's clearly an agenda item because he believes very strongly that the border issue is one that resonates not just in the border states, but throughout America. And then with respect to foreign policy, I mean, here, of course, he actually used the name of Viktor Orban, some call him the dictator, but the authoritarian leader of Hungary, somebody that he, Donald Trump, really respects. And then the whole issue of NATO and Ukraine. Will the U.S. government under Donald Trump stand behind Ukraine against Vladimir Putin and Russia or not? And the suggestion, once again, and it's even more so from J.D. Vance, that we would side with Russia under Trump and basically allow Russia to keep the territory it's captured from Ukraine.
All right, we're hearing, John, and you have heard it no doubt as well, there is increased pressure on President Biden to step aside. Now, he has set up into this point that he would not do it. He's full go. We'll see if that changes. However, if he decides to step aside, what happens next? The Republicans have their convention this week, the Democrats next month.
Right.
Who could possibly be that candidate?
Yeah, what happens essentially is that the president, Joe Biden, would, quote, release his delegates so that the delegates who were elected on his banner would be free to support whomever they wish. The expectation would be, and nobody knows, the expectation would be that President Biden would endorse his vice president, Kamala Harris. There's some practical reasons for that, because the monies that have been raised by the Biden-Harris team are very convertible to a member of that team, Kamala Harris. But and we're talking what's called hard money. That hard money, and it's millions of dollars, if you're a different candidate, you'd have to raise that on your own. So there's a technical reason why it might make sense for Kamala Harris, but there's also some good political reasons. She is vice president. She has been doing a much better job speaking. I don't know if you've heard her recently, but I think she has improved so much over the last couple of years in her speaking ability, and she's been very forceful. She comes across, obviously, as much younger than Donald Trump and Joe Biden, but there's always been that thought of a gender barrier. Is America ready to elect a woman president? It should be, but which woman and who? It will be obviously a different kind of debate if she's the actual nominee. But I would expect that if President Biden drops out, and there's no way of knowing that he's going to do that, but if he drops out, I would expect him to endorse Kamala Harris and that his delegates would nominate her in August.
All right, John, appreciate your insight, and we'll see what happens next.
Yeah, there's a lot of fun and games. More roller coaster ahead, so stay tuned.
And watch KDK-TV. Check out John Delano, political analyst. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. That same to everybody else.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.